Welcome to this masterclass on building a dub siren with resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12, specifically for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. This one's all about turning a simple sound into a proper arrangement tool. Not just a random wobble sitting on top of the track, but something that feels like it belongs in the record. Something that can call and respond with the drums, punch through a busy break, and then get printed to audio so you can chop it into tension, fills, reverses, and drop moments. The big idea here is really simple. We're going to build a siren, perform it musically, resample it, and then re-edit that audio into something that works like an effects instrument. That is a very jungle way to think. It's fast, it's characterful, and it gives you that gritty, live dub mix energy that old-school DNB thrives on. So let's start by setting up a dedicated siren lane. Create a new MIDI track and load up Waveitable. Operator also works if you want a more basic oscillator shape, but Waveitable gives you a bit more control and movement. For the sound, start simple. Don't go straight for a huge saw wave monster. A dub siren usually wants a clear pitch center with a sharp top end, not a massive chordy synth tone. A sine or triangle style waveform is a great starting point. Keep the unison off or very low. Use a low-pass filter with some resonance, and shape the amp envelope with a fast attack, short decay, high sustain, and a medium release. You want the sound to feel immediate and vocal, almost like a warning signal cutting through the mix. And that's the key thing to remember in DNB, the drums and bass own the low end. Your siren should live more in the upper mids and highs, where it can slice through the break without stealing headroom. Think C3 to C5 as a useful starting range. That's usually enough to get the siren speaking clearly without fighting the sub. Now, don't just rely on the notes. The movement is where the magic happens. Write a simple one-bar or two-bar MIDI pattern, with only a few held notes and a couple of spaced stabs. Keep it sparse. A dub siren does not need to play a lot of notes to feel powerful. In fact, the more room you leave, the more each phrase matters. That empty space around the siren is part of the groove. Now automate the important stuff. Use clip envelopes or device automation to move pitch and filter over time. If you mapped your key controls into an instrument rack, even better, because that gives you fast hands-on movement. Focus on filter cutoff, resonance, and pitch bends. A cutoff somewhere between roughly 400 Hz and 4 kHz is a useful range depending on how bright you want it. Resonance around 20 to 55% can give you that nasal, screaming edge. And for pitch, try small bends first, then occasional bigger sweeps. Sometimes a tiny semitone movement is all you need. Other times, a bigger rise or fall up to 12 semitones gives you that classic warning signal drama. If you want more old-school jungle energy, make the bends feel a little slower and more dubby. Like someone riding the desk live. If you want a darker, tighter rollers feel, make the motion more mechanical and shorter, with sharper jumps and more precise filter movement. Now let's start building the sound chain after the instrument. A solid order is auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and then utility at the end. Auto filter is for broad tonal shaping. Low pass mode is great if you want darker sections. High pass can help if the sound gets muddy in the lower mids. A 12 dB or 24 dB slope works depending on how aggressively you want to cut. Next, saturator. This is where the siren starts feeling like it's been pushed through a desk, a tape path, or a little bit of hardware abuse. Keep the drag subtle at first, maybe 2 to 6 dB. And use soft clip if needed. Just make sure you trim the output so you're not clipping too hard unless that's the effect you want. Then echo. This can add movement without turning the whole thing into mush. Sync the time to something like 1/8, 1/4, or a dotted value. Keep the feedback around 15 to 35% for a subtle dub trail. Use the filter inside echo to keep the low end under control and tame any harsh top. Reverb should stay disciplined. In jungle, you want atmosphere, not a giant wash that buries the rhythm. Try decay between 1.2 and 2.8 seconds, a pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a high cut somewhere around 5 to 8 kHz. Keep the dry slash wet low, maybe 5 to 18%, and utility at the end is important. If the siren gets too wide or facey later, you can quickly narrow it, check the level, and keep everything under control before you resample. Now we get to the real heart of this lesson. Record a performance pass with live automation, then resample it. This is where the sound stops being just a synth patch and becomes usable audio material. Set up a new audio track, route the audio from your siren track into it, and arm it for recording. Depending on your workflow, you can monitor in or auto. While you record, perform the sound like a dub mixer. Ride the filter cutoff. Push the pitch. Increase echo feedback for build moments. Open the reverb for breakdown sections. Maybe even do a quick gain push or pull if it feels musical. Capture 8 to 16 bars if you can. Don't stress about perfection. A little human movement is exactly what makes this work. Once it's recorded, you now have audio you can edit like a sampler. That is huge. You are no longer limited to the original MIDI line. You can cut it, reverse it, stretch it, and turn it into a library of arrangement gestures. So take that resampled audio and start slicing it into useful pieces. You want three main types of material: short siren hits for call and response, long tail pieces for transition beds, and reversed fragments for tension and pre-drop movement. Clean up the clip start and end point so there's no dead air you don't want. Reverse a few phrases for that pull-in effect. If one bar sounds especially strong, consolidate it into a clean clip, and only warp if you need to correct timing. Don't over-warp everything, because the loose timing can actually help the sound feel more live and more dubby. If you're going for a more old-school jungle vibe, leaving a little timing looseness can be a good thing. If you want it to lock harder to the grid, tighten it up. It depends on the vibe you're chasing. Now place the siren against the rhythm section. This is where the sound becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a cool effect. Think in terms of call and response. The break answer is the siren. The siren answer is the break. That back and forth is very much part of the jungle language. A nice starting point is an 8-bar intro with filtered breakbeats and a sub-pulse. Drop and a short siren stab around bar 4. Then maybe a rising phrase at bar 8 that leads into the drop. After the drop lands, don't overdo it. One or two sparse siren answers is often enough. Let the drums and bass breathe. The important thing is to leave room for the break. The best siren phrases usually sit in the gaps between snare ghosts, kick accents, and turnaround moments. If your break is busy, keep the siren shorter. If your arrangement is more open, you can let it stretch and haunt the track a bit more. Also, make sure the bass line isn't fighting it. The siren should sit above the bass, not inside it. If you've got heavy reeds or a bass with lots of upper harmonics, carve a little space in the 1.5 to 5 kHz range, or filter the siren slightly. Sometimes a small mix adjustment is all that's needed. Now for the fun part. Resample the resample. This is where the sound starts to turn into a full-on texture generator. Take your printed siren audio and process it again. Maybe add reverb before resampling for foggy tails. Maybe use echo with longer feedback for deeper dub trails. Maybe throw on phaser flanger for unstable movement. Maybe dirty it up with more saturator or distortion. Then automate an auto filter over the clip and print that too. That second pass resampling gives you layers of character. One version might be clean and direct. Another might be smeared and atmospheric. Another might be rough and degraded. That contrast is gold in drum and bass, because you can move from tight energy to cinematic tension without changing the core identity of the sound. If you want an extra heavy version, try a very slow phaser flanger rate, echo feedback around 20 to 45%, resonance around 25 to 50%, and saturator drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Just keep it musical. Too much processing can turn the siren into soup. Now edit the resampled audio into arrangement-ready FX pieces. Think in categories: intro sweep siren, drop impact siren, breakdown echo siren, reverse pickup siren, short accent siren for fills. Use these like punctuation marks across the track. Put a siren in the last one or two bars before a drop. Drop a reverse siren on the upbeat into a new section. Add a short stab every 8 or 16 bars so the ear stays engaged. Use a longer filtered tail in breakdown sections to create space and anticipation. And try to keep the arrangement DJ-friendly. Give the intro and outro some clean space. Don't overstuff the record. A classic jungle tune often works best when it has just a few really strong FX gestures rather than constant motion everywhere. Now let's get the mix under control. The siren should hit hard, but it shouldn't wreck the drums or sub. Use EQ 8 to carve out unnecessary low end. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is usually a good starting point, depending on how dense the sound is. If there's a nasty resonance around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, notch it out. And if the top gets brittle, gently shelve some of the highs above 8 kHz. Utility is also your friend here for checking mono compatibility. If the siren is wide, make sure it still works in mono. That matters a lot in club-focused DNB. And one of the simplest fixes is often just lowering the level a bit. If the siren is masking everything, don't immediately reach for more EQ. Sometimes 2 to 4 dB less on the clip gain makes the whole thing sit better right away. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the siren too loud. If it dominates the break and bass, it stops feeling like an FX element and starts becoming a problem. Don't drown it in reverb. Huge wash sounds cool in solo, but in the full mix it can blur the groove. Don't leave low end in the siren. That steals headroom from the sub and kick. Don't over-automate every single thing. If everything is moving all the time, nothing feels special. And don't forget the purpose of the sound. This is not just a sound design exercise. It needs to support transitions, tension, and call and response. Here are a few pro tips if you want to push this further. Try layering a quiet noise component under the siren for extra air and grit, but keep it filtered. You can also use a parallel distortion route on a return track, send a little of the siren into it, and blend that underneath the clean signal.